大家，我今天来到这里很高兴。
I can see that you are all happy in worshiping the Lord.
我看到你们很高兴的在敬拜神。
And I see that you also love the Lord.
我还看到你们都很爱神。
And I feel very welcome that you are asking me, an old man, to be here with you.
我也感到很荣幸，你让我这样一个老人家来到这里。
I'm very thankful for all the people that run this church, that do this and that, and the music, and all the different things that you are doing to keep this church vital and keep it going.
我很高兴看到每一位同工在自己各个岗位上一大早就来敬拜神，来准备敬拜神。
And I'm thankful for the young people that are here. Thank you for coming to church. You could be on your cell phones.
很谢谢年轻人也到这里，谢谢你们来到教会，不是在你们的手机上面花时间。
You could be out somewhere hanging with your friends.
或者跟你的朋友在外面 just hang out.
But you are here to praise God.
但是你来到这里来敬拜神。
And listen to a professor.
然后听我这个教授讲话。
So I'm very grateful, and I ask God now that He will bless this time. May He bless the words of my mouth from His word.
我很感恩，愿神祝福我的口，祝福我的话语。
Let me read the scripture in English one more time.
我们来再读一遍今天的经文。
A king that is very angry is talking.
以色列王一个非常发一个非常发怒的王在讲话。
And this is what he says. I'll read it through, and then you can read it through. Go find where Elisha the prophet is, the king Aram of Syria ordered, so I can send men and capture him. The report came back, he is in Dothan. Then the king sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those that are with them. And Elisha prayed, Oh, Lord, open his eyes so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of the Lord's horses and chariots all around Elisha.
王说，你们去探他在哪里，我好打发人去捉拿他。有人告诉王说，他在多山。王就打发车马和大军往那里去。夜间到了，围困在那城。神人的仆人清早起来，看见车马军兵围困了城，仆人就对神人说，哀哉我主啊，我们怎样才行才好呢？神人说，不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。以利沙祷告说，耶和华啊，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
Now we take the Bible literally.
我们读圣经的时候，我们按它字面意义来解。
That means unlike unbelievers that don't believe the Bible and even some Christians.
所以就是说，我们不像那些不信神的人，或是像一些自义为基督徒的人。
We believe that this was a real battle.
我们相信这个是真实发生的事情。
And that it was fought and won by God's heavenly hosts.
这场战争是通过神的天使天军来征战的。
So we believe that literally, but we also take the Bible stories as lessons for our lives today.
我们不仅它的字面意义是真实这一件事，我们应该更应该从这件故事上学习到我们在生活中能够经学到的神的功课。
I think God has us all here today.
相信神让我们今天在这里。
Students and older folks,
学生们和年长的,
to think about how we take the difficulties of our lives,
我们来思考我们在生活中遇到困难的时候应该怎么办,
and to think about how we can plan the future,
我们应该如何计划未来。
There are battles going on around each one of us,
在我们的生活和我们的周围发生着有各样的征战。
I can imagine some of the battles faced by you young people.
我知道你们年轻人在遇到一些挑战。
Difficult studies and tests.
一些功课，一些考试。
Pressures from teachers and parents.
从老师和家长那来的压力。
And pressures from friends.
同学那里来的压力。
Pressures that you put on yourselves.
你自己给自己加的压力。
To achieve, to become cool and popular.
你要表现最好，你要受人欢迎。
I was talking to a student I met last week, watching a soccer game at Central High in Springfield, Mass.
我昨天跟一个在 Central High School, 在一个高中生这边的一个高中生，他们在踢完足球后，我跟他从前一个学生讲话。
He told me that his mother goes to church.
他告诉我他的妈妈来教会。
But that his father and then he himself had stopped going to church.
但是他的爸爸和他自己不再去了。
Then he said something that caught my attention.
然后他说了一句让我很。
He said it's like there's religion and reality.
他说宗教是一回事，现实是另外一回事。
And he said they don't go together.
宗教和现实不可以在一起相提并论的。
So he was stuck.In reality, and seemed a little sad.
所以他现在生活在现实中，他觉得很悲哀。
The trouble with separating your faith and the rest of your life is that your life becomes very small.
当我们把我们的生活和信仰分开的时候，我们就发现我们的生活、生命实在是太小了。
When you just live in reality without faith, your life picture becomes shrunk and small.
如果你只在现实中而没有信仰光照你的现实生活的时候，你的生命会很小。
And you can miss the big picture of life that God has for you.
你会看不到那个更大的蓝图，神在我们生命中的。
The temptations you face.
你生活中遇到的各样的诱惑。
The pressures and stress that you feel.
各样的压力
the doubts and the questions that you have,
各样的疑惑
these all need the big picture,
都能够只能在你知道那个更大的蓝图之后才有答案
So young people, in any of the problems that you have these days, I want you to see a bigger picture.
所以不管我们年轻人年长的，如果我们生命中遇到挑战，让我们来看一下那个更大的蓝图是什么
And parents,You also face many pressures.
家长们，你们也遇到各样的挑战。
It seems sometimes that a whole army of problems surround you.
有时候就觉得一大军的敌人在我们周围。
There are things that you'd like to do with your spouse.
你要跟你的配偶有一些沟通。
And those things get crowded out.
很多事情让我们的生活觉得很压抑。
You'd like to have more time with your own children.
你想花更多的时间跟你的孩子在一起
But life doesn't allow enough time.
但是生活让你太繁忙没有这样做
And sometimes when you make the time,
即使你使劲抽出时间来
the teenagers especially may not be interested.
你的青年孩子们或许还真不愿意跟你谈话了
And so we can begin feeling closed in like Elisha's servant.
所以我们就发现觉得自己被圈在一个小圈里，就像以利沙的那个仆人。
Then there may be those here this morning, who don't sense any battle going on in their lives.
或许我们中间也有人觉得生活很好，没有任何的征战。
There's nothing new or very exciting.
没有什么新鲜事，也没有什么让人高兴的。
You're not so overwhelmed and afraid.
我没有受什么挑战，我也不害怕。
You may be just bored and lonely.
或许另外一个答案其实就是你现在已经没有对生活没有失去信心而且很孤独了
You too need a bigger picture
你也需要有一个更大的蓝图
So I'm asking that we bring the reality of our lives and youth group and the church into the faith of the gospel this morning
所以让我们今天就把我们的生活把我们的青年人的生活各样的教会的事工来放在神的大的蓝图里来看一下。
Bring those things right up to the altar of God so that faith and reality can be together.
把我们的各样的挑战放在神的祭坛里，让神告诉我们信仰和生活怎么样是可以连接在一起的。
With this in mind, I'd like us to look through the Bible.
我们来在圣经串开圣经来看一下。
And in all of Holy Scriptures, to take each of our life situations to the biblical characters and stories that we find in the Bible.
让我们从圣经各样的人物的记载和故事的记述中来知道神要告诉我们的生活的道理。
There's an old man and an aging woman, and they are praying for a child.
在圣经中记载了一个老人和他的太太在祷告，有一个孩子。
They've never had any children, and in their culture, it's a shame to be barren without children.
他们都已经年纪老迈，还是没有孩子。在那里的文化里，如果没有孩子，像是一个很大的耻辱。
But year after year, God doesn't seem to hear their prayers.
一年一年过去了，神好像就是没有听他们的祷告。
Still, they are faithful. And one day, God does appear to Abram.
但是他们仍旧对神有信心。终于有一天，神向亚伯拉罕显现了。
Genesis 15:1, After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram.
之后，这事之后，耶和华在异象有话对亚伯兰说：亚伯兰，你不要惧怕。我是你的盾牌。
Whenever God or God's angels appear to people in the Bible, the first words are, "Don't be afraid."
每次当神或是神的使者跟人相遇的时候，第一句话总是说，不要惧怕。
When we see our lives as little pictures, we are bound to feel frustration, fear, weakness, and shame.
当我们只生活在我们自己小小的圈子，被局束在这个视野里的时候，我们只感觉到的是恐惧、害怕，我们的被耻辱。
So Abram said, "Oh, Sovereign Lord, I remain childless."
亚伯兰说：“哦，神啊，我一直没有孩子。
”And how does God respond?
神怎么回答呢
？God has a bigger picture for Abram.
神有对亚伯兰更大的计划。
God took Abram outside and said, "Look at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can."
神把亚伯兰带到帐篷外，对他说：“你看一下那天上的星星，好像他能真的数过来似的。”
Can we understand this today?
我们能够领会这里的意思吗
？Abram and Sarah were.Stuck like the boy I talked to. They were bogged down in their family problem.
亚伯兰和他的太太萨拉就是像那个刚才跟那高中生谈话一样，现实和信仰真的是有距离。
And it was a terrible family problem.
这个距离就是在他们没有孩子这件家庭事情上。
It was totally embarrassing and shameful in their culture to not have a child to carry on their name.
这是非常让一件人让一件不耻的事情，也是让人羞辱的事情，就是没有孩子。
They were stuck in a little picture.
他们看到的就是这个小的事情。
God had to show them a much bigger picture.
神却让他们看到一个更大的蓝图。
And God gives them a son, Isaac, in their old age.
神也之后给他们的孩子以撒。
Let's go on if you're still with me.
我们继续看。
Abram is now called Abraham.
亚伯兰被神改名成为亚伯拉罕了。
The father of a great multitude.
是众人之父。
And Sarai is now called Sarah, princess.
他的太太萨莱也被改名为萨拉。
But then God sees fit to put Abraham through a terrible test.
然后神竟然给亚伯拉罕一个非常令人震惊的试验。
Genesis 22:2.
创世纪二十二章第二节。
God said, "Abraham, take your son, your only son Isaac."
神说，带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子。
Whom you love, to the region of Moriah.
你所爱的以撒往以摩利亚那地去。
Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering.
把他献上，成为燔祭。
Oh God, sometimes we don't understand you.
神啊，我什么时候，有些时候真的不理解你。
You made Abraham a promise.
你说亚伯拉罕是你的应许之人。
Now you want him to kill the promise.
然后你让他去杀他后面的应许的孩子。
It's as if you'd ask us all to burn our Bibles.
就好像你要让我们烧把圣经烧了一样。
What would we have then to give us any future and hope?
如果没有圣经，我们还靠什么呢？给我们的希望。
I'm sure Abraham didn't tell Sarah what God had asked him to do.
我相信亚伯拉罕没有告诉他的太太撒拉神让他做的事情。
All he could do is obey.
他只能顺服神
to take his son
去带着他的孩子
up the mountain
上了山
and put his son on an altar
把他的孩子放在一个祭坛上
the father with a knife in his hand
拿起刀
if ever there was a narrow, dismal, frustrating picture it was Abraham.Giving his son a last look.
如果是你要想看一幅令人感触心惊的一幅图画的话，就是亚伯拉罕正在举刀向他的儿子。
Suddenly, the angel of the Lord cries out to Abraham, "Look up and see a bigger picture."
就在这时候，神的使者来了，告诉亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕住手，往上看。
There in the bush was a ram for sacrifice.
那里有一只山羊就卡在树丛中。
And God says, now I know that you fear and love God.
我知道你的心了，亚伯拉罕，你真正是敬畏神的人。
This story of Abraham is surely a sign of an even bigger story.
这个亚伯拉罕的故事，其实在启示后面一个更大的故事。
That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给了我们。
This surely is the biggest picture.
这就是大故事。
For our sakes, God did not withhold his own dearly beloved son.
为了我们的缘故，神没有珍惜留他的爱子，一直与他同在。
That is what you were singing and praying about this morning.
今天我们的敬拜团队也在一直带领我们唱这件事。
And that's the biggest, greatest story in the world.
这就是关于人世的最大的事情。
Can we go on in the Bible looking at the big picture?
让我们再从翻翻圣经看看神的大计划。
Joseph was 17 years old. 17!
约瑟17岁。
In Genesis 37, we read that Joseph was a young man of 17, tending the flocks with his brothers.
创世纪37章记录到约瑟是在看父亲的羊群。
And as a teenager, he had a dream.
17岁的约瑟看到了一个异象，在他梦中看到。
But Joseph took the dream as a little picture.About ruling his own family.
但是约瑟对梦的解释呢，只是一个小的计划，就是他将来要成为一家之主。
And he boasted about it and told them all about how he would rule them.
他觉得很自高，就像把这个故事、把这个解释告诉了所有的人。
What a mistake! It almost cost him his life.
多大一个错误呀，让他差点丢了命。
God's plan was to turn Joseph's little picture into a much bigger picture.
但是神的计划是让约瑟看到这个小的图景是一个成为神大计划的一部分。
But how long would it take?
但是花了多长时间呢?
It would take 13 years until Joseph was 30 years of age.
13年的时间,当约瑟30岁了,这事才成就。
Joseph was almost killed by his brothers.
约瑟差点被他的兄弟杀死。
Sold as a slave.
被卖成为奴隶。
Spent some 7 years as a servant.
花了7年时间做人家的奴仆。
endured an extraordinary temptation.
胜过了一个非常不容易胜过的引诱。
And was thrown in prison and forgotten.
被扔在监狱里，被人忘记。
How narrow the picture of Joseph's life, in spite of his dream.
如果没有约瑟这个小啊，他这个小图画，看怎么能够在他的生活中成就呢？
First a servant, and then a prisoner.
一开始是奴仆，然后是罪人、囚犯。
God was trusted through it all.
但是他一直信赖神。
Joseph is faithful, and through the Pharaoh's dream, he sees a much bigger picture.
通过法老的梦，神让约瑟看到了他更大的蓝图。
He becomes second to Pharaoh as ruler of all.
约瑟成为法老王之下的第二位重要的臣宰。
You may think now that I'm sort of stuck in Genesis in the Old Testament.
或者你觉得我现在就只是在读创世纪而已。
So let's move on to the Gospels in the New Testament.
那我们先来翻到新约。
Can you agree with me that Jesus chose disciples who were not famous, they were not very popular, they're nothing special?
你觉得耶稣挑选门徒的时候，是不是就是挑那些没有什么名气的，也没有什么声望的？没有什么特别之处的。
They were men living small lives.
那些人就是一些人，普通的人，过着普通的生活。
They could only see a little picture.
他们就看到的是眼前的小小的事件。
So it became Jesus' task to show the 12 disciples a much bigger picture.
所以耶稣就需要带领他的门徒们看到神的大计划。
Some were living lives as fishermen.
有些人就是渔夫。
Jesus is going to make them fishers of men.
神让他们得人如鱼。
At first they think Jesus is just the rabbi.
一开始他们觉得耶稣只是老师。
He must show them that he is the son of the living God.
耶稣要告诉他们他是永活真神的儿子。
They see a blind man in John 9.
在约翰福音九章他们看到一个瞎眼的人。
And they argue whether the man sinned or his parents had sinned to cause the blindness.
他们在祷告是这个人犯了罪还是他的父母亲犯了罪让他瞎了眼。
Jesus rejected such small thinking.
耶稣抵制这样小小的思维。
And declared that this sadness was for the great glory of God.
告诉他们这是为了神的荣耀。
Jesus takes the disciples into their own boat.
耶稣把所有他的门徒带上他自己的船。
Out onto their lake that they know so well.
他们熟悉的湖。
He knows a violent storm is coming, and he goes to sleep.
他知道风暴要来了，但是他自己却睡觉了。
John 6:24 reads, Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat.
约翰福音六章二十四节这样说，他们到了提比亚来，有风暴了来了。
Disciples wake Jesus and cry, "We're going to drown."
门徒把耶稣叫起来说，我们就要掉下了水里了。
Calmly, Jesus takes pity on their narrow vision, their little picture, stops the storm and calms the sea.
这时候耶稣过来，让他们安静。平息了风暴。
Do you remember how these fearful disciples reacted and what they asked?
你还记得他的门徒是怎么样回应的吗？他们问了什么问题？
They were amazed and they asked, "What kind of a man is this?"
他们非常震惊地说，这是一个什么样的人能做这样的事？
Even the winds and the waves obey him.
竟然风和浪都听他的。
So in both the calms when the doldrums when there is no wind, and in the storms of our own lives.
所以在我们各样的风暴中，在我们生活中的风浪里。
Sometimes when we're not, we don't seem to be going anywhere.
好像我们都没有一点前进。
Or sometimes when we feel like we're being thrown over Niagara Falls.
觉得有时候就被扔下尼加拉瓜瀑布了。
Like the disciples, we need to be amazed by Jesus.
就像门徒一样，我们需要对耶稣有一个震惊性的认识。
We need Christ to show us a bigger picture.
我们希望耶稣告诉我们看见那个大的蓝图。
Please let me share one more story from the Gospels.
好，让我在最后分享一个福音书里的故事。
In Luke 7, Jesus goes to the dinner with Simon the Pharisee.
路加福音第七章，耶稣进了西门法利赛人家里。
He's also called there Simon the leper.
也就是那个西门曾经有麻风病的西门。
We don't know, but maybe Jesus had healed Simon from his leprosy, or otherwise they couldn't all be together.
或许真的是耶稣在那之前把麻风病从西门身上赶走，所以他们可以在一起了呢。
For whatever reason, when Jesus got to the house, Simon didn't extend the courtesy of washing his feet.
无论如何，当耶稣走进这个西门人的家里的时候，他没有，西门并没有表示对耶稣极大的尊敬。
But they're all seated, and you remember that into that dinner party, a woman comes.
你知道吗？就是大家都坐好了之后，在吃晚饭的最后一段时间，一个女人来了。
She is described as a town sinner.
她被称作就是全城人都知道一个罪人。
Perhaps a prostitute that some of the men at the party had visited.
或许就是一个妓女，在他们的宴会上曾经有些男人也去过她那里的。
Then an extraordinary and dramatic picture.
然后就是一个令人震惊的不同一般的画面。
This woman comes in dressed as she is.
这个女人进来了，就是像她平时这样的装束。
She comes in without an invitation, which is unthinkable.
她来了，没有受邀请就来了，这也是不可理喻的事情。
And even worse, she goes to sit with the men.
更可怕的是，她过去跟男人坐在一起了。
And incredibly, she touches Jesus.
不然更加不能让人理解的，她竟然摸了耶稣。
She begins washing his feet with her tears.
她开始用她的眼泪洗耶稣的脚。
There is a tense and dramatic scene. By every right and cultural custom, the woman should have been taken by the hair and dragged out of the house.
如果按当时的风俗，如果正常的做法呢，这个女人就应该被抓着头发扔出去。
She might even have been stoned.
她或许她就要被，甚至要被石头来打死。
And get the picture here. The disciples are arguing whether the ointment she's poured on Jesus' feet was wasted.
你知道吗？这时候门徒们在讨论，她这个女人把耶稣脚上涂的香膏是不是一个极大的浪费。
Whether all that precious ointment could be used for something more worthwhile.
这个很值钱的香膏不是可以做更多值得的事情吗？
They were trapped in a little picture.
他们在一个小的故事中来生活。
Meanwhile, the Pharisees that were present looked in disgust at the woman massaging Jesus' feet.
法利赛人也来了，看到了这个场面，他们觉得非常的不可理解。
And then they were even more offended theologically when he forgave her sins.
更加触怒他们的是，耶稣竟然宣告这个女人的罪得赦了。
So now listen to the words of Jesus.
然后我们看耶稣的话。
Simon, the host. Simon, do you see this woman?
西门，你看到这个女人了吗？
I came into your house.
我来到你的屋里。
You did not give me any water to wash my feet.
你没有给我水洗脚。
But she wet my feet with her tears.
但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚。
And she wiped them with her hair.
用头发擦干。
You did not give me a kiss.
你没有与我亲嘴。
But this woman has not stopped kissing my feet.
但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。
Even for us here today, that picture may be too small and it embarrasses us.
甚至对我们现在这出场面也是让我们觉得不知道怎么能够
And Jesus goes on, You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured oil on my feet.
然后耶稣又说，你没有让我的给我的头来抹油，但是这人用香膏抹我的脚。
Therefore, Simon, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much.
所以我告诉你西门，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他爱得多。
So we may be needing this morning a bigger picture.
我们今天早晨或许知道需要一个大的神的图画。
We may be feeling that our own lives have shrunk.
我们或许觉得我们自己生活的环境太窄。
That we're too young or too old.
我们或许太年轻或者太老。
We may feel that our family fortunes have shrunk.
或许我们觉得我们家里的财富也都在减少。
We may feel that our church has shrunk.
或许我们的教会人员在增减。
And you may be thinking, but I'm not Abraham, I'm not Joseph, I'm not one of the disciples.
或许你对你说，我也不是亚伯拉罕，也不是约瑟，也不是耶稣的门徒。
This we know, the bigger picture comes by God's grace.
我们知道，要能理解这个神的大图画，是需要神的恩典。
It comes in Christ's amazing love.
是需要神。他自己那耶稣基督他那、
and it comes by the power of the Holy Ghost that has done powerful things in China and America and throughout the world.
来自耶稣那超人的爱和圣灵在各世界各地的启示和带领。
Recognizing our own fears, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 13 says something like this.
让我们看到自己在各样的生活的困境中，使徒保罗在哥林多前书十三章这样说
：“We now see through a glass dimly。”
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清。
But now remains faith, hope, and love。
但是所有的最大的有三样，就是信、望、爱。
We can imagine a bigger picture for our lives by faith.
我们可以想象一下神在我们生命中设立的大计划，通过我们信心的眼睛来看。
That bigger picture will give us hope.
这个神的大计划将带给我们信心。
But it's God's love that enables us to gain the bigger picture.
但是是神的爱让我们能够看到这个更大的蓝图。
The forces of the enemy.That surround you and me are fierce and great.
或许我们周围有各样的敌人，用很大的势力在围绕着我们。
But may the love of God give us a bigger picture for our lives.
愿神的爱让我们看见神更大的蓝图。
For the lives of our families.
生活中我们家庭的蓝图。
For the health of our church.
教会的蓝图。
And for the welfare of our country.
For 我们国家的蓝图。
And I thank Yaoling very, very much for doing such a good job. And I ask God's blessing on us all.
好，我们现在来一起祷告，神的。
Amen.